Why'd they call it crawdad land?
Well, I guess because of the holes that I mentioned in places. And what a crawdad. I thought that was something that stayed in water, you know.
I don't know.
Ranches, little things about that big, I think. Kind of like fish, only it's all head, looks like.
What's the difference in crawdad and a crawfish? Or?
Well, these things, I think, if I remember right, are very small. They wouldn't get over this big. From big enough to see up to that big, and they, I think, turn into something else. I don't know what. But I remember all my life, well, especially my young life, seeing lots of them around water and branches and other small streams, maybe little lakes.
What do you think of as a crawfish?
Well, that's things, those look like crabs.
Little, small.
Mm-hmm.
About how big do you think?
Oh, they can get pretty big. They can have about as big as my thumb, and hooks reach way out here.
I see. Do they call them crawfish or crayfish or?
We always call them crawfish. That's not the right pronunciation, I think.
I don't know. I've always heard crawfish, too. Oh, have you heard of loam?
Sandy loam, yes.
Now, what's that in land?
Well, that's middle and south Georgia type soil, where there's an awful lot of sand. You don't have anything except patches of sandy loam up here. Not even on the river. Rivers, as far as I know, is not sandy loam.
Is it soil that would be predominantly sand then?
Mm-hmm. Mostly sand. I don't know about South Georgia much. As I mentioned the other day, I've never been there. Mm-hmm. Except in the summertime, and I didn't do any looking around for.
You didn't dig when you.
No. But I heard a preacher say one time that moved from here down there. He came back and he was laughing about the farmers. Says it could come a hard rain down there, and says they'd quit for the rain, but as soon as it stopped raining, they'd go back to plowing. And I guess he was stretching it greatly, you know, for fun. But I do understand. I've heard that. As soon as the water runs down, it can still be wet, but they just go out and start plowing, really, because the sand and soil won't run together when it dries out like it does in this type of soil.
Is this clay soil here still from the way it is in Atlanta?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it either gets really sticky and gooey or hard and brick-like when it's dry. If people are engaged in getting water off land, you might say they're doing what to the land?
Draining.
And what would you call a canal that's cut for this purpose to get water off?
Irrigation ditch.
And what would you call terms for flowing bodies of water from a lake?
I don't know.
What are some words that would be used for water that flows as opposed
running,
to something that's
running stands? Water?
Uh-huh, that's right, but what would you call it when you walk along and you see this little ditch with water running through it or wider? What would you call them?
Oh, we call the little ones, or the small ones, branches and creeks, the bigger ones, and rivers and so on.
Mm-hmm. I need to know as many rivers and creeks and streams and lakes as you can think of in this area.
The Oostenaw River, the Etowah River, the Coosa River, and the best of all, Dykes Creek. I live on it.
Oh, okay. We'll remember that.
There's Cedar Creek, there's Spring Creek, Howell Mills Creek, our Murchie Creek, another famous one, Rock Creek. And Wax Lake, Victory Lake, that's in Floyd County now.
Mm-hmm.
Weiss Lake from Alabama also backs into Floyd County up there.
Oh, it does?
Coosa River. I bogged in.
Okay.
Silver Creek, there's another famous one, Silver Creek. Lindale Mill is on. Lindale, Georgia.